Some call it the Hall of Fame of Faith in God's Word. Since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every weight. Now I find that very interesting. Every weight and the sin, which so easily entangles us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You can't run in the race effectively with weights. Now, what does the Bible identify as a weight on our heart in the Bible? Go to Proverbs chapter 12. I want to come right back here. What does the Bible call a weight on our heart? And when we see this, you will see just how many of God's people are trying to run in the race, but they're so weighted down with weights, they can't get around the track. I don't think any of us will be surprised to think that the word the Bible calls a weight on our heart is identified in Scripture as anxiety, which is the cousin of fear. The root of anxiety is fear. Directly. Look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. If you have a New American Standard, it says it right out. And the King James uses the word heaviness. But if you look up that word heaviness in the Hebrew, it means anxiousness, anxiety. So anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. But a good word makes it glad. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. Go back to Hebrews chapter 12. What is that which the Bible identifies singularly as that which weighs down the heart? It's anxiety. Fear, anxiety, stress are weights on our heart. Now, Hebrews 12 says, Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside. We are supposed to lay aside every weight, context, anxiety, fear. Now, it can be other things, but that which Scripture identifies specifically as that which weighs down the heart is anxiety. So, we're supposed to lay aside anxiety and, of course, cast it upon Him, as we learned in 1 Peter. Lay aside every anxiety or fear and the sin which so easily entangles us. Well, what did I tell you is the root that everything else is fueled from? There's only one word that describes Satan's kingdom, and it is fear. He roars to cause fear. Fear is the root. And when you have a root of fear in your life, then other sins will easily entangle your life. And here's the outplay of it right here in Scripture. The weight identified is anxiety, which is fear. Very singularly aligned with fear. And notice it says, it doesn't just say, lay aside the sin which easily entangles you. The sin easily entangles us when we have a weight on our heart of fear. Do you see that? That is where sin really deeply entangles us in every area of life, when we have that which is weighing down our heart, which Scripture says is anxiety. So it says, we are supposed to lay aside anxiety. We're supposed to cast it upon the Lord. Because if we don't, the sin will entangle us. And then it says, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You cannot run in a race successfully and win with weights on your back and weights on your shoulders. How many of God's people are trying to run in this race of faith with God when they have roots of anxiety and fear that are weighing them down? You're handicapped. You won't be able to do it. You won't be able to run. Oh, you can run. Like I say all the time, no big deal if you start a marathon. Everybody's smiling and cheering when they start a marathon. But follow the progression of the race and see how many smiles are midway through the race and see how many are smiling and gleeful at the end of the race. You can run in the race, but you can't run and win the race with weights on your shoulders. You can't do it. And Paul in 1 Corinthians 9 said, run in such a way that you may win. There's a way to run. You got to get the weights off. And anxiety are singularly identified by God as weights on us. You can't run the race. You can't do it. You can run it, but you won't win. How do we run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us? Verse 2 tells us. How do we do it? Fixing our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus is how we run the race. Now the word fixing, I think the King James says looking unto, or fixing our eyes is one Greek word, or looking unto is one Greek word. Great word in the Greek, great word. Aphoreo. Great word. And the Greek word aphoreo means, listen carefully now, it means consuming you. His words aren't abiding in you, and thus you can't abide in the vine. See, his words have departed. Think about it. His words have departed from our life when we are consumed by fear. We haven't guarded our heart. And he said in John 15, 7, if we abide in him and his words abide in us. See, that's what it means to abide in him. His words have to abide in us. Forget it when you're habitually programmed by fear, anxiety, and stress. His words aren't abiding in you. Your thoughts are centered right here on earth. So now you can't abide in the vine. What now can't happen? Now you can't bear fruit. And what else you can't do? Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, I want to tell you what else you can't do. You can't see Jesus very clearly in your life now. What do I mean by that? I want to take this apart for you. Here's what breaks down. Here's the rub. When we are consumed by fear or stress or anxiety or other things that addict our mind to things, it takes our eyes off of Jesus. Isn't the purpose of this life to walk in a relationship with Jesus Christ and the Father? To have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have to prioritize. Any relationship for it to grow has to be given time. There's an investment. For a relationship to work and grow, there has to be an investment of time and energy and commitment to that relationship. See, the Bible says we have to have our eyes focused on Jesus. But if we are listening to the enemy's roar, meaning fear, and other things that come under it, then we cannot keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. And if we can't keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, we can't build a relationship with him. And if we can't build a relationship with him and have fellowship with him, then we're blocked. We're in trouble. We're in our own ability now. We're in our own strength now. Good luck. Ephesians chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also, by the way, what are those great, by the way, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, context, read the chapter before. There were no chapters in the original Greek. The great cloud of witnesses surrounding us is the examples of all the people in the old covenant who lived for God and walked in faith. That's the witnesses we have around us. Since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance. If you have a King James, I like it even better. It says weight. Weight. The Greek word for weight or encumbrance is onkos. It means a bulk or a mass.
That's why I like the word weight. It's descriptive. It means a bulk or a mass. So now look what the Bible's saying. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight. Everything that is descriptive of a mass or a bulk. Every weight. And the sin which so easily entangles us. And so boy, does it ever. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. And we're going to develop this scripture really big as we turn the tape and go on the next side. God bless.